This is what it sounded like on the Frisco Trail in Fayetteville on one of the last days of this past winter. Both sides of the trail were sprouting full rows of green plants, a traditional sign of healthy spring growth, right? Not really, according to Don Steinkraus.
I think a lot of people don't realize that these things don't belong here. They just think, well, this is what I see everywhere. It's probably part of nature.
Don Steinkraus is a professor in the Department of Entomology at the University of Arkansas. On this March day, he's one of three local citizens looking at a patch of budding vegetation. Most of the plants tagged with red or blue and white striped ribbons. Each designated piece of flora is an invasive species, and each has managed to crowd out native plants along the trail.
This is our number one problem, I feel, because it has taken over all of Fayetteville. I mean, it's like there are thousands and thousands of these plants here called bush honeysuckle.
Bush honeysuckle, like many other exotic invasives, actually was purposely introduced to areas like Fayetteville, sold as attractive hedges for lawns or for natural privacy fences. Problem is, many invasive plants have no natural predators in the region and grow rapidly. Since they tend to green or bud out earlier than the natives, the intruders tend to crowd out those native plants and in the process threaten to alter the landscape. Next week, on April 7th, there will be a workshop on the Frisco Trail to discuss the role of invasive and native plants in the area. Nancy Varville, the chair of the Fayetteville Tree and Landscape Advisory Committee, says part of the event will simply help attendees identify invasive species.
Things like ivy.
English ivy is a
periwinkle. Bittersweet.
One.
There are so many that are invasive and do the same thing, and they'll be able to learn to identify them.
Many of the more problematic species can be seen along the Frisco Trail. During a 45-minute walk along that trail, Don Steinkraus keeps seeing different species and wincing, each plant earning the title as one of the worst, like multifloral rose, which sports thorns and wraps around trees. It was once promoted, he says, by the government as a natural fence. But the thorns keep native wildlife away, and the vines impair native trees. And then he sees privet.
They don't have caterpillars and things that eat them, and so they can rapidly spread if they have the right mechanisms, like berries that birds carry, or they spread some other way. But birds are a primary way these things spread. And they start taking over the whole area. And so most of what we see here is invasive, and that's true of almost every sort of hedgerow in Fayetteville proper. If you go out in the country, you find much less of this. If you go out 10 miles from Fayetteville, you won't find many of these things. But we're sort of a center for these things to spread out into the countryside.
In the long term, yeah, you can easily remove what you have at your house, and others can, listeners can remove what they have at their house. But long term, there's thousands and millions of seeds yet to germinate.
That's Bernie Kurtz with the Washington County Extension Office. He's also concerned about the spread of invasive species in the area. He says the workshop on Thursday, April 7th, won't end the problem. Far from it. But he says the work to eradicate the invasive species has to start somewhere.
We need to be vigilant, recognize seedlings, pull them when they come. It's, on the day we're here to pull what we have in this block, this is not the end. We'll have so many to come back. Just simply cutting back is not going to control this particular plant. We need to either totally take out the entire root system or treat it with herbicide. Then the whole that one dies. But again, there's many dormant seeds ready to go.
Bernie Kurtz says starting now will require several years of that vigilance to contain the species like bush honeysuckle. He says manual labor may be the best and least complicated way to take out some of the bushes and plants, but not always the most effective for the long term. Fayetteville has a somewhat contentious history with the use of herbicides. There have been lawsuits and public squabbles over herbicide use on public lands for the past 30 years. Kurt says he understands the squeamish reaction some might have.
When I'm working with individuals, if they're hesitant on using herbicides or just not sure how to use them properly, don't use them. You will be doing some damage to the environment, to my yard, who might be next to you. But if, as long as you train yourself on reading the label of the herbicide on the direction of use and mix it according to what it tells you to, and don't go mixing it stronger because, oh, a little bit more, it'll do a better job. That doesn't work with herbicides. That will certainly be possible environmental damage there. So I tell folks again, don't use it if you don't feel comfortable. If you're going to use it, educate yourself and use it properly.
At the April 7th workshop, there will be advice on how to remove plants, including demonstrations of tools called weed wrenches. Nancy Varvel, with the city's Tree and Landscape Advisory Committee, says the implements might be used in a community-wide effort to remove invasive species.
We're going to bring a couple of weed wrenches that we purchased. We haven't even seen them yet, but we see YouTube videos that help that you can get a 2-inch stub of a plant and leverage it out. And if it works, then we want to get a stable of those that people can check out and use in their own properties. Maybe get the city to do it, maybe we'll find a way to fund it, whatever it takes. But if they work, it'll save a lot of backs and it'll go a lot faster and make people a lot more motivated to get together and pull out bush honeysuckle.
Organizers of the workshop say just as important as removing the interlopers is the strategy for replacing them. Replacement in general is key to avoid erosion, and replacement with native plants in particular is very important. Don Steinkraus says dogwood, sassafras, and spicebush are three examples of indigenous varieties that could be used. While not every nursery stocks those natives, some area businesses are stressing locals. Nancy Varvel says she knows of nurseries near Elkins, Eureka Springs, and Russellville that are making such an effort. And Bernie Kurtz with the Washington County Extension Agency says consumer demand for local plants will have to be an element of any successful campaign to limit invasive plants in the region.
If we start demanding more of the natives, we'll have more natives being supplied by our nurseries. It's going to take a while for them to get that into production because they can't legally go out and harvest them from the wild. They're going to have to be produced in a nursery situation. So supply and demand, we consumers have control of that. So we need to start demanding those.
The workshop dedicated to the removal of invasive species is scheduled to take place on the south side of the Frisco Trail, outside, on Thursday, April 7th at 5:30 p.m. The rain date is Monday, April 11th. Those attending may park in the gravel lot on the north side of Prairie Street, and you can bring samples of plants from your home for help with identification. For more information, you can email Nancy Varvel at nvarvil@yahoo.com. That's nvarvil@yahoo.com. You can find that address on our webpage at ozarksatlarge.com.